The Sefa's thing is not to make the confusion between rebels and Salafists. The French army is fighting against the Salafists and not against Tuaregs or MNLA rebels. The Salafists are jihadists, violent, and MNLA is a movement who is laic, has no interest in religious revendication.
It's interesting you make that distinction, and help us understand the different factions that constitute that whole movement at this moment.
We have three movements. One, ACMI, is an Algerian movement. Moujao, Arabs from Tombouctou. Ansardine is Salafist also, but essentially Tuareg. And MNLA is Tuareg with some people coming from Sunrise Arab populations. The three first movements are Salafist and don't want at all an independence or whatever, and the MNLA begins to claim that they want an independent state, and now they are on the autonomy of the North region.
But how did it go from basically wanting more autonomy to basically being mixed into this whole Islamist rebellion? And there's a lot of talk about Libya, but is Libya to blame for all of this?
French and European operation in Libya had a big effect on all these events, because the Tuaregs were in Libya in the army of Gaddafi or in CNT after the end of Gaddafi, returned in North Mali or North Niger. In North Niger, there was no problems because they were stopped and disarmed, but in Mali, they only stay in the north, and so all the arms from Libya were used in the rebellion.
Let me ask you another question, talking about Mali's president right now, who is saying that he won't negotiate with some of the militant groups, but he will have a dialogue with the Tuaregs, who have been fighting for many years for more autonomy in the region. Do you actually think this will happen, and how would the government actually know who's who at this point?
There is only one movement, the MNLA, which is possible to negotiate with, because it was the only not to reclaim Sharia or religious revendications. So it's only the representatives of the persons who think that they are marginalized in Mali since the independence.
Do you think they actually have an argument?
There is a reality, because during the French colonization, the north of the French Sudan, with now Mali, was treated very differently from the south. There is no school, there is no infrastructure, no roads. So at the independence, the people of the north, and especially Tuaregs, were already marginalized. They have no elites and no participation in the fight for independence. The Malian army and the Malian administration arrived at this moment, and the Tuaregs had the sentiment that it was a recolonization of their country by other people. It was not French, it was Malian, and they don't understand really why these people of South was the chief of the region. After that, there was a rebellion in 1963, and after that, a big repression of the Malian army.
But we've seen rebellions, let's say. What is the difference between the Tuaregs in Mali and the Tuaregs, for example, in Niger? And also, where else can we find the Tuaregs?
I think in Niger, the Tuaregs were most integrated in the state. The treatment was different. The Tuareg of Niger had no humiliation, no defeat face of the army, so it's not the same.
How are the French people right now reacting to the participation of France in this whole Malian crisis?
Now we don't know exactly what will be the negotiations and what will be the statute of this country. Malian of South and North have to discuss, and also civilian society also has to say what really they want.
But do you think the French people, like the French population, France, the average person actually supports this participation of French troops in Mali?
I think that French people don't understand very well what happens in Mali. They support the intervention of French army because there was Salafist and Al-Qaeda and so on, but I think they don't understand all the dimensions of the problem.
Well, do you think actually there's a long way to go at this point? Because as of today, as you said, the French troops have been in the hills of Kidal and Tessalit. Do you think there's a long way to go until the end, or do you believe it's almost over?
Well, I think there is a long way to eliminate all the Salafists first. Because they go away from Tombouctou, Gao, and so on. There's no fight, really. In this moment, the Salafists are the mountains, we don't know where. I think it's a very big world to fight against them. There is another very big problem, that is to make the peace, really, in Mali, between the Tuaregs and south of Mali.
Well, my last question is that if the Tuaregs were to get autonomy, do you believe they have the manpower or even resources, and to what extent this can lead to a greater Tuareg nation?
Independence a problem. It's effectively the resources of the north who have no resources. But autonomy is very different. It's political autonomy, but there is no effect on the exchanges between north and south. Only a matter of being able to decide on the future of the region and so on.
Well, Pierre Boilet, this was very informative, and absolutely we appreciate your time, and we look forward to having you again. I'm sure we'll have you more as this crisis continues.